Welcome to The Mystic Becomes the Warrior. Welcome, beloved. For this week is not asking you to think your way through transformation. It's asking you to embody it. Because the energy is moving fast, the collective is loud, and your nervous system might be trying to decide whether to brace or expand. So today, we do something different. Today, we train the body to recognize truth, and we teach your energy how to lead, not from urgency, not from performance or fear, but from the soul. So let's take a breath with me. Inhale through the nose, slow and deeply. And as you exhale through the mouth, long, you're clearing the fog from the body. Again, inhale. And as you exhale, relax your jaw, soften your shoulders, and let your belly unclench. One more time. Inhale. Let's drop deeper into the present moment as you exhale. For this week carries a collective fire, meaning pressure isn't yours. This noise isn't yours, nor the urgency isn't yours. So before you move forward, we return your energy back home. So let's start by placing one hand to the heart and the other hand on your belly. Breathe into your belly like you're gathering yourself back. Inhale and pull your energy back and from the past. Exhale, release what you no longer need to be held. Inhale and pull your energy back from the other people's expectations. And as you exhale, release what you don't need to prove. Inhale and pull your energy back from the future. And as you exhale, let the future wait. You're here now. Now gently whisper, I release collective fire that is not mine. Breathe. Exhale and say, I release collective fire that is not mine. I'm going to do it one more time and let it land in your cells. Breathe. And exhale, I release collective fire that is not mine. And feel this in your body. How is your body responding to this? Ever so slightly or subtly. That's the beginning of sovereignty. This week's embodiment is all about learning how to hold the power without bracing. So we activate the warrior within, but we keep the heart open. So breathe in through the nose for four, hold for two, exhale for six. Again, inhale for four, hold for two, exhale for six. That's it, again. And as you breathe, imagine your spine becoming a golden staff. Not rigid, not tight, just present and aligned. For this is what embodied leadership feels like. You don't tighten to become strong. You align. Now we bring the awareness to our solar plexus. Because right now, your center of action is what we're going to activate. This is the Mars and Pluto activation. Your willpower, your power. For this week's Mars meets Pluto. So this can bring up triggers like old survival patterns, power dynamics, reactivity. So we meet it with conscious. Breathe into your solar plexus now. Inhale, and as you exhale, soften the armor. Inhale, exhale, release the fight that isn't necessary anymore. And I want you to say this inwardly. I no longer react from powerlessness. I lead from choice. I move from truth. And now imagine a beautiful flame, a golden flame in your solar plexus. Not chaotic, just a sacred, beautiful fire illuminating. A fire that doesn't burn you. A fire that builds you. Allow it to spread this warmth through your ribs, your chest and your arms, all the way down to your hips and legs. Feel it. And think and say inwardly, my power is safe in my body. Now, place one hand in your heart and the other hand on your forehead or the back of your head. As this week, ask for a new relationship between your head and your heart. Not battle, not confusion or overthinking, just coherence. And we begin by inhaling into the heart, and as you exhale, let your mind soften. Inhale into the heart again. And as you exhale, let the heart be heard. You're going to repeat this again, this type of breathing. And I want you to say this internally. My heart leads. My mind supports. My body confirms. And now ask yourself this question. What is the truest thing I know right now? Don't force any answer. Let the body respond. Maybe it's a sensation, a word, a knowing. Just let it arrive. That's right. Now let's imagine a golden light above your head, like the sun. Not aggressive, just radiant. This is the Leo energy, authentic visibility, truth-led leadership, the courage to be seen without shape-shifting. Let's take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, imagine that gold light pouring into your crown, down your throat, into your heart, down to your belly, and into your hips. Allow it to fill your entire field, repeating this again. And as you repeat this again, I want you to say this internally. I release the need to be accepted. I allow myself to be real. I shine from truth. And ask yourself this. What version of me has been performing? And what version of me is ready to lead? And let the truth come through without judgment. You're not wrong for surviving. You're just ready for something new. Now, let's take one final breath, slow and deep, and let it go fully. I want you to choose one embodied commitment for this week. Not a long list. Just one true action that matches your soul. And you can say, this week I act from clarity. Or I honor my timing. Or I stop abandoning myself. Just choose whatever feels good. And I want you to seal this with your breath. As you inhale, and on your exhale, seal it. Inhale again, and on your exhale, anchor it. And then you will inhale one more time. And on the exhale, complete it. And remember, you're not here to carry the words of fire. You're here to carry your sacred flame. The mystic becomes the warrior, and the warrior is led by the soul. So it is, and so it is, and so it is.